You'll find major discounts on previous issues, etc. books of the month during Concordia Publishing House's Spring Warehouse Sale. The Reformation by Dr. Cameron McKenzie for $15. A Year with the Church Fathers by Dr. Scott Murray for $10. Five Things You Can Do to Appreciate Science and Love the Bible by Charles St. Ange for $5. Hundreds of items reduced during Concordia Publishing House's Spring Warehouse Sale, May 3rd through the 7th, cph.org, cph.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have come to the end of a broadcast week, and coming to you live this Friday afternoon. We have four sound bites assembled for you to listen to. After you have listened, all you have to do is give us a call with your vote. Let us know which one you're voting for and why. That's very important. Who you are and where you listen. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We will be giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first. Soundbite number one this week comes from Abigail Favalli, answering the question where she sees Gnosticism today.
It's always creeping up in almost every historical era in different iterations, this idea that bodily material world is not as valuable or as divine as the spiritual world. I think New Age spirituality tends to be fairly Gnostic. I think we see Gnostic rhetoric creeping into debates about abortion, transgenderism. So kind of a transgender anthropology would have what makes the real sort of heart of a person is a disembodied essence that is within the body. And it's the body that can be wrong, but not the sort of inner self that is kept somehow and corrupt from the body. So I see traces of Gnosticism there. So I think that's one of the reasons perhaps that evangelical young people are absorbing that, both from within their churches and then from the broader culture, this view of the body as somehow not really integral to the self.
That's soundbite number one, Abigail Favalli, where is Gnosticism today? If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote live this Friday afternoon, May the 4th, 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you can send us a tweet with your vote as well at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor David Peterson, his thoughts on how Christians simply cannot fit into our culture.
Any Christian that is serious today in trying to follow the Bible, to live by the Bible, to teach by the Bible, has to recognize that we do not fit in this culture, and we cannot fit in this culture. We are a threat to them at every level. And the only way we could make ourselves possibly acceptable to America at large and gain influence in the public sphere and so forth in any meaningful way, or be taken seriously, is if we would be willing to give up the very essence of Christianity, which is to say that Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other name under heaven by which men are saved. And of course, there's great pressure to do that. We want the world to think, oh, don't, we're like you. We're not judgmental. We're like you. We like Star Wars. What, you know, all of this kind of nonsense. This is the most basic reality, that there is only one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and there is no other way. And I really pray for myself and for our church that we'll never give this up, that no goods, fame, child, or wife is worth it. That's a pretty extreme statement when you start really examining it. But I would rather have my eyes plucked out. I'd rather be imprisoned. I'd rather even watch my own grandchildren be abused and tortured and killed rather than deny this. Jesus lives, and he's the only God. And I want to confess that no matter what, and of course, I don't want my grandchildren to be tortured, but I want them to confess this too. And I'd rather die a martyr than be thought well of by a tolerant world and go to hell.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson. Christians cannot fit into the culture. If you'd like to vote for that one to be soundbite of the week this Friday, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Ken Sherb. We're talking about the theology of the cross and missions. Here he is describing the danger of so-called missional incarnational communities.
A missional incarnational community starts with something that I'm going to do. And then the idea is these missional incarnational communities, as they contribute to, working at the food bank or helping to clean up the neighborhood, these missional incarnational communities serve then as the basic building blocks for a congregation. And then, same source says, public gatherings are best, you know, like a church service, when they are subordinate to the missional communities. In other words, the real action that's going on is what's going on as these communities do their work in all their various nooks and crannies, places around the neighborhood, etc., etc. Now, this, from my Lutheran standpoint, is a perfect storm. First of all, it turns the church into not the priesthood of all believers, but the priesthood of all behaviors. These are people who are doing something, and that's how they kind of get to be part of this missional community, and the missional communities then constitute the church. The idea of the church as receiving, the idea of the church as created by God's grace, the idea that there is absolutely nothing you need to do except receive the forgiveness of Christ in His Word, that it's purely by grace, just gets lost in the shuffle here.
That's Dr. Ken Sherb, soundbite number three, the danger of missional incarnational communities. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. It's short, and after the break, we'll be taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four is Pastor Will Whedon, his thoughts on singing hymns.
Gentlemen, open up your mouths and sing. It is a manly thing to sing. This is the church going to war, and you may sing as the army of Christ. And don't leave it just to the women. That really is so irritating in our day and age. Walter wrote his music for men. Believe it or not, men and boys. That's it. I mean, back in those days, for the concerted music, the women were not actually singing the choir parts. So don't be afraid to sing. It is a manly thing to sing the praises of God in His church. And number two, always look at the words that you are singing. Make sure you understand what you're proclaiming, and then you'll have that experience like Ms. Morris did, that you're going to hear it like, okay, I meant that. I said it, and I meant it. Beautiful.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on singing hymns. If you'd like to vote for that one or any of the soundbites this week, give us a call. This break is a good time to call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are coming up after the break.
Children are a gift from God, a rich heritage, a precious trust. They are sinners, baptized saints, little brothers and sisters in Christ. It is this beautiful vision that shapes our daily work as parents and grandparents, teachers, pastors, mentors, and friends. And it's this vision you'll see shining through every article in this month's Lutheran Witness magazine, The Gift of Children. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played our four soundbites for you. One from Abigail Favalli, Where is Gnosticism Today? Two from Pastor David Peterson, Christians Cannot Fit into the Culture. Three from Dr. Ken Cherub, The Danger of Missional Incarnational Communities. And four, Pastor Will Whedon on Singing Hymns. Give us your votes, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Les is listening in Granby, Colorado. Hi, Les.
Hello.
Which one are you voting for and why?
Number three, Dr. Ken Cherub on missional communities. The focus isn't not on Christ and his church, but on what we do. We just get lost in the shuffle.
Thank you very much for listening out there in Colorado and for your vote kicking off Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. A vote for Dr. Ken Cherub on the danger of missional and incarnational communities. Lauren listens in Tuscola, Illinois, voting for Soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson. She says, I appreciate Pastor Peterson clearly warning us of the danger of trying to fit into the culture, which is something that I am impressing on my children daily. Also, where can we get the full interview that was taken from? You can find it right there at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Just go down to the shining face of Pastor Peterson. It's easy to find. Caleb in Milwaukee says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week goes to Soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on Singing Hymns. Gentlemen, open up your mouths and sing. It is a manly thing to sing. Growing up in a very Lutheran and very musical family, I believe our family definitely saw and still sees the great significance and joy in expressing our thankfulness and praise to God through hymns. But as a kid, even now as a 20-something, I often wonder why a lot of men don't sing in church. Over the years, my father has taught me a lot about what it means to be a Christian man. And one of those was undoubtedly been this, real men who love Jesus sing it. It is a good thing to sing praises to our God. It is good to sing to the Lord a new song for the He has done marvelous things, as the passage in Psalms indicate. Do we actually find joy in Christ and what he has done for us? Shouldn't we sing aloud, joyfully, like the redeemed sinners that we are, who have been forgiven, freed from sin, death, and the devil? I say, sing, Church of Christ, sing. Yes, indeed, if Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can we keep from singing? Thank you very much, Caleb, and thanks for listening in Milwaukee. Stephen listens in Morgan Hill, California. He says, thanks for another good round of sound bites. I love the passion and conviction expressed by Pastor Peterson in soundbite number two. Bible-based Christians do have a real battle in today's society and culture. Today, media is full of stories of people who are so far removed from biblical teaching. There is so much sin in the world. There's always been and there always will be. But the media is showing it 24/7. It can be pretty depressing. we Christians should absolutely abide in God's word, the truth, the way, and the life that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light in all of this darkness. Thank you, Stephen, and thanks for listening in California. In Garland, Texas, Ruth is on the line. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Can't think of your name. Anyway, I wanted to vote for number two as well. I think Dr. Peterson, Pastor Peterson, really nails it in terms of we cannot compromise with the world. And the fact that he says even in face of death, we shouldn't. And I always pray that for the persecuted Christians in the Middle East because they are facing it, and we may too. So that's my favorite. They're all good.
Very good point, and thank you very much, Ruth. Thanks for listening in my home state of Texas. Gray listens in Lincoln, Nebraska. I vote for singing hymns because I really do see this where men will just stand there and don't sing. I'll be standing by someone and I will hear nothing come out of their mouth. It's not unusual for this to happen either. I just don't know why they don't try to sing or at least speak the words of the hymn. Gray, thanks for listening in Nebraska. Aaron listens in Florida. Once again, thank you for a fantastic set of interviews. It richly educates but makes it a challenge to choose a soundbite of the week. I will choose Pastor Peterson's confession. I heartily pray such confessions will not need to be made under the circumstances he delineates. Should we be confronted with such trials, I hope I could do so. When I imagine it, it makes me shudder, but perhaps with repeated recollections that we are baptized in Christ, I would be strengthened to know that we could be together again on the other side of the resurrection. Let's see what Lee in Heartland, Wisconsin has to say. Hi, Lee.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
Very well. Which one are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for number two. Christians cannot fit into the culture.
Why is that?
I think that the basic human needs of belonging, being safe and being valued, are gaining more importance through all the different social media now. And with everybody trying to fit in and get valued through the world standards, I think it's increasingly important to talk about how we find our belonging in the family of Christ and in our church. And when people are not going to church as much and thinking that they can do this on their own or in their own other way, we need our Christ family to keep us, to give us that basic human fulfillment of belonging somewhere in the world.
Thank you very much, Lee, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Chuck listens in Dallas. He's voting for soundbite number two. Christians can't fit into the culture. This has been the issue in the West for the last 200 years, and until the church wakes up and recognizes that we won't be invited to the best cocktail parties and that we will never be invited, we never have an impact on the world. Our worldview is completely at odds with the secular progressive state and culture, says Chuck in Dallas. A lot of other votes, but we do not have time to read them all. The winner this week, after we have tabulated all of them, is soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson. Christians cannot fit into the culture.
Any Christian that is serious today in trying to follow the Bible, to live by the Bible, to teach by the Bible, has to recognize that we do not fit in this culture, and we cannot fit in this culture. We are a threat to them at every level. And the only way we could make ourselves possibly acceptable to America at large and gain influence in the public sphere and so forth in any meaningful way or be taken seriously is if we would be willing to give up the very essence of Christianity, which is to say that Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other name under heaven by which men are saved. And of course, there's great pressure to do that. We want the world to think, oh, don't, we're like you. We're not judgmental. We're like you. We like Star Wars. What, you know, all of this kind of nonsense. This is the most basic reality, that there is only one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and there is no other way. And I really pray for myself and for our church that we'll never give this up, that no goods, fame, child, or wife is worth it. That's a pretty extreme statement when you start really examining it. But I would rather have my eyes plucked out. I'd rather be imprisoned. I'd rather even watch my own grandchildren be abused and tortured and killed rather than deny this. Jesus lives, and he's the only God. And I want to confess that no matter what. And, of course, I don't want my grandchildren to be tortured, but I want them to confess this too. And I'd rather die a martyr than be thought well of by a tolerant world and go to hell.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson. Christians cannot fit into the culture. It's the winner, according to your votes. The LPR bundle package goes to Lee in Heartland, Wisconsin. Send us your shirt size and mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference is kind of like Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in 30 hours. You can meet and hear Hank Hanegraaff, Hans Feeney, Scott Klusendorf, Angus Manouge, Will Wheaton, Craig Parton, and Jonathan Fisk. Registration is $120. That includes three meals. Child care is free, thanks to the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Attendance is limited to 400. We have crossed the 300 mark and are on the way to that right now, so you need to register. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th, 15 miles east of St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org, or you can give us a call, 618-223-8385. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Matt Harrison about the glorious blessings of Christ's resurrection. We'll continue our series on teaching eternal truths with Pastor Jonathan Fisk, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Echo, and we'll have Pastor Brian Wolf Miller introduce us to the book of Nehemiah. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You could win an audio DVD of every presentation from all six Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. Record your answer to the question, Issues Etc., what does this mean, on our comment line, 618-223-8382. If we play your answer during Issues Etc., we'll send you a conference audio DVD of almost 50 hours of teaching. 618-223-8382. And answer the question, Issues Etc., what does this mean? Please be sure to mention where you listen.